you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Still too light when I come to work in the morning. I had to mail some letters this morning. I had to go a different way to go hit this mailbox. And I'm coming in. I'm hitting a bunch of red lights, and it's basically daylight here now. When I drove in, I don't like that.
Tell you what you're going to do.
I'm so used to driving to work when it's dark.
Tell you what you ought to do.
Wait for a couple days.
Wait a couple weeks, and then the days start getting shorter.
I tee it up for you, so yeah. I can't yell at you.
You can bitch about that.
I can't. I'm not going to bitch about that. Like, I'm not bitching about the heat. I don't care about the heat because I don't really mind hot weather. Well, as long as I have air conditioned house to go to once in a while.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to stand outside.
I walked outside yesterday for 2-3 miles. I don't care anymore. I don't like cold weather. Heat does not bother me. Now, talk to me in August. Maybe I'll be a little burned out sometimes, but. I don't mind the heat. Not when winter sucks. Winter is coming.
It's not ideal.
It's not ideal, but it's better than the alternative, you know. And Craig will agree with me on that because he's a southern boy at heart.
What? Sunny.
I like heat.
Very little wind and about 72 degrees. You
know, that's
about perfect.
It is, but that's not the state we live in.
Even a little bit cooler.
Yeah, Craig's a southern boy. I think Craig actually was an Arkansas kid there. We'll talk about Craig's, Craig's hogs coming up here. He's pretty happy man today, you know.
Oh, everybody is. It was a victory for the Arkansas Razorbacks and a moral victory, which we all know is very important down in Lincoln, for the Huskers. They love the moral victory.
Well,
they
lead the league in moral victories.
They lead the NCAA in moral victories when it comes to football and a moral victory last night in baseball.
Yeah.
So they just keep racking them up.
They do rack up those moral victories, don't they?
There should be a banner for that.
I always do that when Nick's here because Nick knows that's true, and he's actually a fan, so he gets it. Craig's our big hog fan.
So we get here, and we're bouncing around the internet, and nothing's coming up.
Yeah, what's up, man?
So I looked, and I found a story on. This is overseas. This is out of London.
Right.
Let's see. Somebody's investigating a potential impact. Well, the internet's down all over the world.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Amazon, Reddit, Twitch, Etsy, Twitter I can get up. I got Twitter fine, so they might be just having a problem with Twitter overseas.
Yeah, Twitter's fine. My Bitcoin tells me I'm losing money, so that's up. And I couldn't get CNN.com. I get MSNBC for some reason. USA Today's not on there, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, I can't get it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get the...
I got it. I know who you can call for that.
We're talking about the internet.
Right. I know who you can call for that.
The NCAA's website is up.
All right.
Touting Nebraska's moral victory. And some websites are up.
Yeah.
Facebook is up. Fox News is up.
All right. Keep going through who's up, who's down.
Yeah.
You can't get it up, right? That's all I heard through that whole bit there. You can't get it up.
This is a tweet from AP from about 3 minutes ago saying they're attributing it to a cloud service company called Fastly having problems, that is causing these widespread outages right now.
Are we being hacked by the Russians?
It's not the work of hackers?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's the Russians are our enemy, by the way.
Who knows?
We finally realize that again after 4 years. Actually are our enemy, you know.
Maybe some people will finally. I think a lot of people finally do realize how beholden to the computer we are.
Yeah.
They shut this stuff down.
Yep.
Amazon goes down. That's a bunch of commerce.
Oh, it's huge.
That's a job killer.
Yeah, and Nick's not going to get chapstick delivered, you know, the daily chapstick he gets. Tickets will be tough to get for a lot of places, exactly.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Speaking of tickets, Springsteen going back to Broadway in about 3 weeks. And
let's go.
Vaccination.
I'm in.
Vaccination, or you don't get in. Yep.
I'm kind of interested
in that. I heard
somebody
say, how's that going to work? And I say, you walk up, you have to show and prove vaccination to buy a ticket.
What's it called? American Utopia? The David Byrne Broadway show.
Yeah, the rest of Broadway doesn't open until September. This is the first show. Because the rest of them have to gear up and dance and sing and all that crap.
Sure.
But Springsteen can go on by himself and just continue the same show he did last time.
It looks like he's about
26 for about a month, right?
They're stretching it out between the end of June and Labor Day, but it looks like it's about 25, 30 performances total.
They'll sell out like immediately.
They go on sale Thursday.
They do anyway, pre-pandemic, but afterwards people want to get out.
Yeah.
But you got to get a vaccine or you ain't welcome, which they really should demand in Omaha in about 2 weeks. With the College World Series, because Todd's right. The next, I saw this vaccination thing last night. The Northeast, which is less religious and just that's what they are. Don't yell at me. Are all highly vaccinated,
more progressive?
And more progressive.
Mention that
highly, except for my hometown, not progressive at all. But highly vaccinated. Actually, the next I know all got vaccinated. So they're all, and then the usual suspects are the ones not vaccinated. You know, the Southeast, you know.
Right. Wyoming and SEC territory.
Wyoming and SEC territory, exactly right.
And Wyoming's not as big a deal.
Because there's not that many people.
There's nobody there.
Yeah.
You know, there's 700,000 people.
A cow living in a house somewhere.
They're using the term population center in Wyoming real loosely.
Yeah, sure.
All right, here are the teams that may make it to the College World Series.
In the Super Regionals. Okay,
yeah.
So that means there'll be 16 teams left, right?
Right. Mississippi State. Campbell? I don't know where Campbell is.
Campbell win? I saw they lost.
Oh, no. You're right. Mississippi State advanced. Okay.
Yeah.
South Alabama and South Florida. I have to decide today who goes to the College World Series. And let's see. Ole Miss?
The Ole Miss one, yeah.
I don't know where DBU is.
Dallas Baptist.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Arkansas. Stanford. LSU.
Yeah, the usual.
Not a vaccine among them.
No.
Now Stanford.
Stanford.
Oh, yeah,
Stanford.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, no, Dallas Baptist. Hell no. There ain't a vaccine among any of those.
I was going to say.
Not the Pig Suey crowd either, I bet.
Fortunately, it's mostly just local people, but I'm counting on local people.
They bring it. ESPN's going to be a big COVID fest in about 2 weeks. Exactly.
Wow.
Not funny. All right. Nick will be here a little later on this morning. Also, Craig Evans will be in the house. Jim Fossil, former coach of the New York Giants, passed away last night, 71. He had a heart attack, so probably nobody had him. But but that's too young.
Yeah. I doubt
chest
it.
Pains, went to the hospital and died. I saw this morning on the
No, I'm pretty sure he was on no one's draft list.
No.
That was kind of all
not,
of a
not
sudden.
71. No, no. Jim Fossil passed away. Check it out. And Craig will have the no list of that, actually. Yeah, we were all texting last night during that that game. Nick was saying it's unfair that they had to play a good team.
Why should anybody have to play the good team?
Parroting.
You know?
Well, Arizona
Parroting
State
local media.
Had to play
they
number
fired
two,
a coach, by the way.
Number two Texas.
Arizona State fired a baseball coach.
Arizona State sucks since they got rid of the guy who got caught cheating.
I thought your old coach died.
Oh, no. The old-time coach.
Oh, he died, that's right.
The Brock guy, died a long time ago. And then Pat Murphy came in, took him to a couple College World Series.
And he was cheating?
They bounced Nebraska out of one College World Series. I was at that game.
Yeah, I was too.
He got caught cheating.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying, huh? All right.
Well, everybody's cheating.
Yeah.
But you just can't get caught.
No, you're right. That's a good point. But I just saw they fired their baseball coach. Yeah, you'll hear too much college baseball talk on this show. I know it's all the talk. we'll let Craig celebrate here in a little bit. He's an Arkansas fan.
Oh, you saw the crowd there.
Yeah.
They had the chant going.
And I love they have beer everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw guys with cans of beer, and they brought it in or not. They had beer hats in the crowd.
Oh, a lot of those college stadiums are making the change.
Yeah, to have
because it's money.
That's totally money. People want to have a beer at a baseball game.
But if you're watching Wichita State play baseball, can you buy a beer in that stadium?
Don't know.
I don't know. What about Lincoln?
Lincoln, no, because it's the Hold Here Now guy down there.
Yeah, what about the Haymarket Park? Why aren't they selling beer?
You can't even buy.
You can't buy beer at the stadium, can you?
You can't buy beer at the at their basketball games in the Pinnacle.
It would anger the god Osborne.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly why.
I mean, most colleges are selling beer now, aren't they?
A lot of them. Yeah.
A lot of them are.
At least at football games, I know.
Why not?
That's a lot of money to just say, nah, we're good.
Yeah.
And you get a cocktail.
I know you and I are the same way. I kind of want a cocktail too, but I will put up with beer. They got beer, you know.
I got
a double vodka and lemonade at Kauffman, but that's a pro stadium. You know, they're starting to sell more booze at those pro stadiums, too.
None of those pro stadiums are holier than thou.
No, not at all.
No, if anything, the concession stands are higher end at those stadiums.
Higher end,
sure.
Right,
they're making a big effort.
Full bar setup, Chip.
Yeah.
Damn it. We got some whiskey sitting in front of us, too, by the way. We shoot a little commercial later on this morning for TV. And,
Wait, what?
Whiskey.
TV?
No, it's social media.
Oh,
not TV. No, just say TV. You know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to make a sound.
There's cameras. Right.
Social media.
Right.
Social media crap. That's why I showered last night.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I got good clothes in the car, too. Yeah.
I really didn't care.
So don't worry.
Nobody
cares. I really didn't care.
I thought you had them on.
You could wear that, and I don't care.
I just wore jeans.
Oh, no, I got my good hat.
Okay. I got my good hat on now, too. Greg's next. Come on back. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.